Several years ago, two significant things happened. I found the original penciled-in Pulsar map folded away and casually tucked into a tomato box in my parents' closet. And I linked up with a rock climber named Scott Ransom, one of the world's most prolific pulsar astronomers. Scott had been thinking about the Voyagers, the Golden Record, and the pulsar map since he was a 10-year-old in Mansfield, Ohio, watching Carl's Cosmos television show. Some years an astronomy PhD later, he realized that Dad's map has a near-future expiration date. Its Achilles heel is the same property that lets it pinpoint Earth in time. Pulsars slow down, and the one Dad had chosen, from the few known at the time, would fade and disappear within several million years, give or take a few millennia. Coincidentally, Scott had set out to make a new, more precise, and longer-lived pulsar map even before we moved in together and portmanteaued ourselves into the Dranksums. Now I write the words that tell our story, and Scott does the important cartographic stuff, such as choosing pulsars and deriving their binary codes. He occasionally drafts some text passages, but you'll never catch me committing academic acts of astronomy.